age of 10, my family moved into a little house in the north end of Boise. My sister and I had bedrooms on the second level of that home. And in my bedroom, there were 5 closets. One closet was behind the headboard of my bed, and it was a little square door that led into a triangular space built back underneath the roof of the house. Another closet, when you opened it, it was just a shallow hanging closet. Another closet, when you opened the door, it was a hanging closet. But there was another door behind that that led back into a deeper closet built underneath the rafters of the house, the roof. There was another closet that had a triangular door. And when you opened that door, it was dark, and you'd have to reach in and grab a cord to pull a light switch. And when you turned it on, the closet was like 20 feet deep, triangular in shape, and written all over the walls in crayon were the words, "Feed your head." I had no idea what that meant, but to a 10-year-old kid, it was terrifying. Things happened in that house. When it heated up, it creaked and it groaned. And when it cooled down, it creaked and groaned. When the wind blew, it creaked and groaned. And things would happen in my room when I was laying in bed at night, like the latch on that little door to that closet would click and that door would open. And I would be laying in bed terrified. Not knowing that the reason why that happened is because somebody opened up a door downstairs and a draft opened the door. So I would do this thing where I'd have to go over and I'd have to open the door and crawl in and look in there and make sure there wasn't anything in there. Then I would have to go to every other closet and do the same thing. So then we moved into another house down the street, and I went from being in a little bedroom up on the second floor to being in a bedroom in the basement that was not finished. 2 closets. One was your standard closet where I hung things, and the other closet was about 5 feet wide and like 16 feet deep, and it was behind the headboard of my bed. And in there were suitcases and boxes and rugs and stuff that was covering something that could be living underneath all of it. When I went out of my room to go to my bathroom, I had to pass by a closet. And you would open up that door because I needed to know what was in there every once in a while. And I would reach in and I would pull the light string. And the light would come on, and there was a closet. But there was a whole other door inside that closet that led to another closet. So I would open that door, and as I was reaching in to pull the light switch, something would brush my hand, or brush my hand. And I'd pull the light switch and see that it was the roots that were growing in from the outside of the house. So at 19, I'm living in San Diego County, and I'm working in North San Diego County at an apartment complex, and I'm a groundskeeper, so I just sweep all day. And one of my jobs that of a day was to clean an apartment that was, we refer to it as being the maintenance shed. So it was an apartment dedicated to everything that was needed to maintain apartments in an apartment complex. So my job was to go through and clean and organize plumbing fixtures, electrical fixtures, doors, windows, whatever it was. My last job of that day, I'm back in the back bedroom, and I finish cleaning that up, and I have one more task to do, which is a closet. This closet does not have a door on it because they've taken that door and used it in an apartment or something to that effect. But it's a 5-foot by 5-foot closet, and it's filled about 2 to 3 feet deep with nothing but carpet scraps. And I'd been putting it off all day because I just didn't want to deal with the carpet scraps. So as I'm leaning over and I'm looking at these carpet scraps, I know that they're kind of a hole. And it was intriguing because why would there be a hole in the middle of the carpet scraps? So I'm looking closer and I look down into that hole. And at the very instant that I realize what I'm looking at, the eyeball blinked. I step back, numb with terror, and as I step back, hands come out of the hole, part the carpet, and it's followed by a head, and a man comes out of the hole. And he climbs over the carpet, and as I'm stepping back, he's coming towards me, and he's in nothing but a pair of tidy whities. And we are locking eyes, and I say to him, "Don't you hurt me." And he says back to me, "Don't you hurt me." And I'm like, "Get out of here, man. Get out of here." And so he turns around and he reaches back into where he came from and brings up like a backpack and clothes or whatever it is. And then he hightails his tidy whitey ass out of here. So, in retrospect, of all my dealings with closets, up to the end, I really missed the exit on that closet.